All right, so welcome to your deep dive today. We're going to be looking at a really interesting community, HSG,
all right,
which is a board on 4chan that's dedicated to Homestuck.
Yeah.
Now, you might be thinking, 4chan, isn't that like the Wild West of the internet?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're not wrong. You know, it's known for its anonymous nature, which, of course, leads to some very unfiltered conversations.
It does. Yeah, it allows for... a real rawness in communication you won't find on other more mainstream platforms.
Right.
And we've got access to a collection of these threads from HSG from the past few months, December 2024 to January 2025.
So like it's a past couple of months, basically.
Yeah. Think of it as like our field notes offering us a glimpse into this community.
Okay. So let's set the stage a little bit. For those who maybe aren't familiar, 4chan is all about anonymity.
Right.
No usernames, no profiles, just pure posting freedom.
Exactly.
And as you can imagine, that leads to some pretty unique dynamics.
Absolutely. The anonymity allows people to shed their real world identities.
Yeah.
And kind of embrace the online persona that they create within that community.
Right.
And it can be very liberating, allowing for more honest and uninhibited expression.
So going through some of these HSG threads, I mean, the first thing that jumps out at me is this passion for Homestuck. They're deep in the weeds here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dissecting lore, arguing about character motivations. It's like a graduate seminar on webcomics.
That's true.
Yeah.
Homestuck itself is a very complex work, very ripe for analysis. Andrew Hussey, the creator, intentionally packed it with layers of meaning, meta-narrative, a massive cast of characters.
So it's not surprising that HSG is the space for fans to go unpack and debate their interpretations.
And in this passionate fandom, right? Certain personalities emerge.
Yeah.
And they really shape the board's dynamics. One name that I saw popping up constantly was Mom.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like every other post was either singing his praises or getting into a heated argument with him. Yeah, Mom is really a fascinating example of how kind of micro-celebrity can develop in these very niche online communities. His frequent posting, very distinctive style, and a willingness to engage in debates, even controversial ones, really made him a focal point on HSG.
Now, Mom's not the only big personality. There's also Turkey Poster.
Oh, yeah.
Who kind of seems like Mom's nemesis. Their interactions are just this wild mix of personal attacks, accusations, even attempts to get each other banned from the board. It's like a digital feud for the ages.
Yeah, their dynamic is a prime example of how anonymity can both fuel and complicate conflicts because it removes the social barriers that might normally prevent such open hostility.
Right.
But it also makes it harder to resolve conflicts
because
there's less accountability.
It makes you wonder, does anonymity make these conflicts like more intense, or is it just revealing a level of passion that might exist in any fandom?
That's a great question. And it's really hard to say for sure. But I think we can see from these threads is that the lack of real world consequences does seem to embolden some users to push boundaries and engage in behavior they might not otherwise.
And that kind of brings us to the language of HSG. It's like they've created their own dialect.
Yeah.
I mean, words like biznasty and darrow just pop up everywhere, you know, along with all these inside jokes and references. That would leave an outsider completely lost.
This kind of specialized language is a very common feature in a lot of online communities. And it serves a couple of purposes. You know, one is it creates a sense of belonging, an in-group, out-group dynamic.
Right.
So if you understand the lingo, you're in the club.
It's like a secret handshake, except it's a secret vocabulary.
Exactly. And it's not just about belonging. This language also helps reinforce the community's values and create this distinct atmosphere. You see a lot of irony in their language, a disdain for mainstream culture. They even have specific terms like normies to refer to people outside of the community.
And that rejection of the mainstream seems to go beyond just language. They've got these album trades where they're recommending, critiquing each other's musical taste, and it's all very much outside the realm of what you'd hear on the radio.
Yeah, music sharing is another common way for online communities to bond and establish a shared identity. And in the case of HSG, it goes beyond just liking the same bands. They're delving into these very specific genres and subgenres, often with an ironic or subversive twist.
So it's kind of like we're not only going to listen to obscure music that you've never heard of, but we're going to make up ridiculous names for it too.
Exactly. It's a way of reclaiming and celebrating things that are often dismissed or ignored by mainstream culture.
Right.
They find meaning and value in things that others might consider biz nasty.
Which, as we've learned, means ironically enjoyable in HSG speak.
It's fascinating how they've created this whole world within a world, with its own rules, its own language, even its own value system. And that world, as strange as it might seem, from the outside, is such a powerful example of this very human need to connect and find belonging, even in the most unexpected places.
It makes you realize that even in these depths of the internet, people are still searching for those shared experiences, those moments of understanding and connection that make us feel less alone.
Yeah. And it's a powerful reminder that while technology might change the way we connect, the fundamental human desires for belonging and community remain the same.
You know, it's amazing how much ground they cover in these threads. Right. I mean, it's not all Homestuck analysis and obscure music. They actually get into some pretty heavy topics, too.
I do. Like world events, politics. Yeah. Even personal struggles.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that really surprised me. When I first started like exploring HSG, these threads filled with, you know, absurdist humor and these in-jokes. And then suddenly you're reading like a deeply personal account of somebody's experience of like loss or mental health.
It's almost like they're using the anonymity as a shield to be more vulnerable, to share things that maybe they wouldn't feel comfortable talking about in their offline lives.
It's possible anonymity can create a sense of safety.
Yeah.
You know, a space where people feel less judged and more free to open up. Of course, that freedom can be misused, too. We do see instances where anonymity emboldens people to say things that are hurtful or offensive.
Right. And it's not always clear where the line is between, you know, playful banter and genuine hostility. Like they have this whole thing about lol cows, which I guess is internet slang for people who are mocked or ridiculed online. It's a little unsettling to see how easily that kind of behavior can emerge in an anonymous environment.
It raises a really interesting question about the ethics of these online communities.
Yeah.
Like, does anonymity make people inherently more cruel, or does it just amplify pre-existing tendencies? It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
But even in the midst of all this chaos and conflict, there are moments of genuine connection and empathy.
Yeah.
Like in their discussions about music, for example. Mm. I mean, they have this whole system of these album trades where they recommend and critique each other's musical tastes.
Album trades are really fascinating because they function as more than just music sharing. It's a way for them to connect on like a deeper level, share something really personal and meaningful.
And they take it seriously. I mean, they're not just swapping top 40 hits.
Right.
They're digging deep into these obscure genres and subgenres, often with a level of passion and knowledge. That is honestly impressive.
It's a good reminder that music can be.
Yeah.
A very powerful tool for it. Building community and finding common ground. Even in a space as chaotic and anonymous as HSG, music becomes this way for them to express their individuality and connect with others who share their tastes.
What's even more interesting is how this passion for music seems to coexist with their love of absurdity. I mean, one moment they're having this serious discussion about the merits of, you know, some prog rock album. Mm-hmm. And the next they're making up these ridiculous genre names like Skidmark Core and Goblin Jazz.
It's that fluidity, that ability to shift between the serious and the absurd. It's such a defining characteristic of HSG. It's a community that embraces contradictions, where intellectual discussions about Homestuck lore, it can easily give way to debates about the hypothetical taste of umami ice cream.
It's like they're constantly challenging your expectations,
making
you question what's real, what's ironic, what's just plain bizarre. And yet somehow it all works. It creates this very unique and strangely compelling atmosphere that keeps people coming back.
It's a reminder that these online communities, even the ones that exist in these fringes of the internet, they're ultimately reflections of human nature. They're spaces where we can explore the full spectrum of our identities and our interests, where we can be serious and silly, passionate and absurd, all at the same time.
And it's in those unexpected collisions of ideas and personalities that we often find the most interesting and insightful moments. It's like they're creating this digital kaleidoscope, constantly shifting and changing, revealing new patterns and perspectives with every turn.
HSG is like a microcosm of the internet itself, this chaotic, unpredictable, and often bewildering space that somehow manages to foster creativity, connection, even moments of profound humanity.
It's a reminder that even in this vast anonymity of the digital world, we're still driven by the same fundamental desires to connect, to express ourselves, to find meaning and belonging in a world that can often feel isolating and overwhelming. You know, after spending all this time with these HSG threads, I keep coming back to this question of anonymity. It seems to be such a defining feature of this community.
Yeah.
But it's also like a double-edged sword.
It is. On the one hand, anonymity allows people to express themselves more freely. Without that fear of judgment or social consequences, it can be very liberating, especially for folks who might feel marginalized or misunderstood in their offline lives.
And we see that, right? And how they discuss everything, from their taste in music to their views on politics to even really personal issues like mental health. You know, they seem more willing to...
Absolutely. Open up and be vulnerable in this anonymous space.
But then on the other hand, anonymity can also create kind of a breeding ground for negativity and even abuse.
It can.
Yeah.
People might feel emboldened to say things that they wouldn't dare say if their real identities were known.
And we definitely see that darker side. And some of these threads, I mean, the personal attacks.
Yeah.
Between mom and turkey poster are one example. But there's also a fair amount of just generally offensive language and behavioral.
It really highlights, I think, this inherent tension in a lot of these online communities.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the ones that prioritize anonymity.
Yeah.
You know, you want to foster a space where people feel comfortable expressing themselves.
Right.
But you also need to find ways to moderate behavior.
Yeah.
And prevent things from becoming toxic.
And that seems to be like a constant struggle in HSG.
Yeah.
I mean, there are rules against certain types of content, but those rules are constantly being tested and debated. And because there's no real way to enforce those rules consistently in an anonymous environment, it often feels like a free-for-all.
It makes the role of the moderator so much more challenging. You know, they have to try and strike this balance between maintaining order and preserving that freewheeling spirit that attracts people to HSG in the first place.
It almost seems like an impossible task at times. Too much control and you risk stifling the
community dance,
creativity and spontaneity. That makes the community unique.
Right.
Too little control and it descends into chaos and toxicity.
And it's fascinating how the users themselves are aware of this dilemma. They engage in these meta discussions about the nature of the community, the role of moderation, that tension between freedom and responsibility.
It's like they're collectively trying to figure out how to navigate this uncharted territory, how to create a space that can accommodate both the light and the shadow, the intellectual and the absurd, the compassionate and the cruel.
And their experience, as messy and imperfect as it might be, offers some really valuable insights into the broader challenges we face. So we try to build meaningful and ethical online communities in this increasingly digital world.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into HSG, what would you say is like the key takeaway here for our listener? What should they be thinking about as they go back out into this vast landscape of the internet?
I think the biggest takeaway is that anonymity is a powerful tool that can be used for both good and bad. It can liberate us from social constraints and allow us to connect with others in these really profound ways, but it can also amplify our worst impulses and create spaces where negativity and abuse thrive.
It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to be mindful of how we use anonymity, both in the way we express ourselves and in the way we engage with others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of the potential consequences of our actions, even when we're hiding behind a screen. And we need to be willing to speak out against hate and abuse, even when it's uncomfortable or inconvenient.
Because building a better internet, a more ethical and compassionate digital world, requires all of us to be more thoughtful, more empathetic, and more accountable for our words and our actions.
And perhaps by observing communities like HSG, with all their complexities and contradictions, we can gain a deeper understanding of the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead as we continue to navigate this ever-evolving digital landscape.
Well, to our listener, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep engaging in these critical conversations about how we can build a better, more humane internet for everyone. Until next time, happy diving!
Happy diving!